Hello, everybody. This is Donna Fox, maybe about 3-4 minutes late, but here I am. Today is September 8th, 2013. If you are listening to this program on September 8th, 2013, you are listening to it live. If, in fact, this is not September 8th, 2013, it's probably going to be a pre-recorded show. Nonetheless, I hope it's going to be valuable to you, and I hope that we can answer some questions about your life and about life in general, about who we are, about what we want to be or what we would choose to be or what we need to be at our core. And we really want to look at a lot of things that are happening in the world right now. Really, really going to be important for us. The reason why that's important is because we have to look at what we are willing to do and say and be, and we have to look at what we are kind of looking through the mirror. You know, we look in the mirror and we have one idea of who we think we are. Then we have another idea of how other people, well, actually, we probably don't have much of an idea about how other people see us. And we also need to see that we are different people, different individuals, we are to different people in our lives. We act different. We sometimes even talk different. Sometimes we don't talk at all when we're with certain people in our lives. But who we are is becoming more and more important to get very clear about, no matter who or where we are. So there's been a couple things that have come across my screen, my computer screen. One is an inspirational comment from a place in Cleveland, Ohio. Well, actually, it's in East Cleveland, Ohio, called the Living Truth Center, the Living Truth Center for Better Living, and it's a commentary from the minister there, and it's about I am not of this world, and it. It reads like this, and it's from the person who actually wrote it was Reverend Alice J. Brown. She's senior minister of the Living Truth Center. And I'm going to read it for you, and then we're going to kind of talk about it. And just for those people who've never listened to Akashic Wisdom before, this program, we really talk about the Akashic Records, and the Akashic Records are like everything that we've ever done, said, been. It's like it is a compilation of all of our information throughout all of our lifetimes, including our soul's intention for this lifetime. And the Akashic Records are the, I like to refer to them very much like the divine Google, if you will. It's a divine search engine where within the Akashic Records, all you need is a question to get you the right area of the records. And this program is designed to help you in a way that helps you understand more about your life. I guess that's the best way to explain it. And we take your questions on the air. And you can actually call in with any of your questions or comments, or if you have a question about your life or why certain things have happened in your life, you can certainly, you know, call in. And in fact, if you're in Canada or the U.S., you can call toll-free at 888-429-5471, and you'll get through. But this particular quote is important because what she has done is she's looked at. I'm just trying to pick it up from my computer. If you'll just give me a moment, and let me find it, because it was quite quite meaningful, quite frankly, and I wanted to share it with you. All of a sudden, it went away. Can you imagine something like that? That was very interesting. Oh, here it is. Okay, good. And it was from Friday. And what the quote is about, it says, I am not of this world. And so I'm going to read what she says. I am not of this world. I am in the world, but not of it. You may have heard that saying before. Yes, I live in the physical world, yet I know that the real world is within, not without. There is a law called the law of mind action, or the law of cause and effect, and it simply means, as within, so without. I make sure that I take time each day and go to the core of my being, sitting at the feet of the Master. I rest and I feel the peace that goes beyond human understanding. This inner world is obtainable to each of us. We can all enter it individually, and no one else can follow. This is a wonderful time to gather strength, love, wisdom, whatever spiritual quality is required. When I sit in the silence, I am able to draw forth all that I need and that is available to me at all times. My life is lived from the inside out. Thus, I can honestly say that I am in the world, but not of it. And again, that comes from Reverend Alice J. Brown, Senior Minister of the Living Truth Center. And why that is so important is that we want to be able to take that time to go within. And I have to admit that I have not been going in as much as I would have liked in the last few weeks. And different things happen, and I understand that you want to go in and you just somehow don't allocate the time for it. However, if we can remember not to beat ourselves up because we didn't do it, you know, you can't say, oh, I should have, would have, could have, I'm a bad person, or, you know, gee, I'm sorry, I don't have time to go in, and I wanted to do that this morning, and time just got away from me. I was going to get up early, and I just didn't make time to go within, and all I want to say is that we have to stop making ourselves feel bad for what we didn't do. And we have to begin to make ourselves feel good about what we do. So the fact that you didn't go in inward yesterday or today doesn't mean that you can't tomorrow. And it doesn't mean that you have to spend a lot of time with your own silence. But it means that I'm not trying to be gross here, but even if you take that silence when you're in the bathroom, the idea here is to allow yourself to be away from distractions and with yourself and your own thoughts. And so if thoughts of what you should do, could do, or should have done pop in, I want you to just gently take your hand and move them away. And know that you can take 3 minutes or 5 minutes to breathe and be in your own personal silence. And then Jojo Shakian sent me something wonderful too, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share it, but I have a sense because it's Jojo, I can share it. And it's about just taking time to be in nature. You know, we forget who we are because we're not with the beautiful part that is nature. And so for me, when I can connect with a tree or hug a tree or stand with my back to a tree, you know, it feels better. And I have to tell you that I haven't done it, and Jojo really helped me remember that I need to go and ground myself and get my energies from the earth. And I so recommend that you folks do the same thing. Because when we go within, when we're able to touch nature, there is a part of the divine in every living thing. And whether it's touching a tree or a flower or a plant or a bush, and just allowing that energy to flow through us, just for a moment to breathe in, it's important. It's so important. You know, he actually wrote a blog that gives us some wonderful tips about breathing and being with nature and doing what we need to do for just a few minutes every day. And it was on a friend of his blog, and I'm sure I can share it, but I will paraphrase for you. So what it is, and again, this is from Jojo Shaky and the wonderful photographer. If you've not been to his site, you need to really consider going to see his wonderful, wonderful work. And that is Jojo Shaky and photography.com. It's JOJOSHAIKEN photography.com. But what he recommends is that for 15 minutes a day, if you can, that you connect with Mother Earth in one way or another, and that you don't take your cell phones, you put them away, and you begin to breathe. And you take 3 conscious breaths and relax into it. And he says there's no need to force this, as your body will naturally relax the more you do it. And it's deep breathing. And again, after the first count of 3, do another, relaxing even more into the next 3 breaths. And so if thoughts or feelings come up, it's actually just like what I just said before, that's fine, but just stay focused on your breath. And he's suggesting that you do the sets of 3 until you've done 10 rounds. And to do these deep breathing sessions at least 3 times throughout your day, it only requires a couple of minutes, and then it'll be a total of 15, you see. And you can do more sessions if you feel like you want to do more sessions, but even if you have, if you're working and you have to just go into the bathroom and do the deep breathing, or if you are working and you're stuck in a office all day and you can't get out, if you can just touch a plant, touch a living plant. There's got to be a plant somewhere in that office building. And if there isn't, get one for your desk. But it's so important to allow yourself to merge with the nature of the universe. And so when we connect with what is, and by living in the present, and we connect with what is by moving deeply into our own personal nature, we can actually shift our life and shift our consciousness. And so it's really, you know, the same way you have to invest in yourself by putting a certain amount of money away to save, even if it's a dollar, it's the intention of it. Even if you have to, the whole idea of beginning to do and move into self-care helps you create your boundaries, helps you signal to the universe that you care about who you are. You care about your life, you care about your body, you care about your mind. And so I would just love to be able to have a few folks on board where we can just talk about what we did today to take care of ourselves. So for those people who would like to be a part of that email thread, if you will. If you send me your email address and say that on the, in the subject matter, I want to participate in taking care of myself. That's the subject line. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, same name as the show, akashicwisdom.com. Email me, and I will email people what I did today to take care of myself, and if you email me back, I'll forward that on to anybody else who wants to receive it, if it's okay with you. I mean, and for your privacy, I will collect them all and put them on a blind copy, so no one gets your email address that shouldn't. But you can all email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will forward them all so we can join together in creating a chain around the world, if you will, of committing to doing at least one to two things every day, or more, but at least one or two things that shows the universe and our inner being and higher self that we are willing to take care of ourselves. It could be stopping and doing the three deep breaths three times a day. It could be hugging a tree. It could be stopping for 15 minutes and reading a chapter from a book that we've been meaning to read. It could be doing something that we've been putting off and starting that project. Whatever taking care of yourself means to you, join me. Join me in this. And we can support each other in taking care of ourselves. So again, if that's of interest to you, please email me and let me know what you want to do. And with JoJo's permission, I can certainly copy and paste his whole recommendations of what you can do. But if you're out there and you want to start making a difference in your life, you have to start with you. You have to start with you taking care of you. Because when we do that, we open our hearts to ourselves, and we may make more room for the universe to come forward and be with us. And so I need the support as much as you need the support, you know, and I'm willing to give support. So this is something where that we can join together. So I'm asking, won't you help me? If you'd like to help me, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You know, we all go through tough times. The energies have been crazy these days, up and down, in and out, on the verge of war, on the verge of a government that may or may not have enough money to pay all its bills. Certainly doesn't now. They have to keep borrowing it. And I'm not a political person. Please understand, this is not a political comment. I'm just recounting the energies that are around us today that can create stress, not to mention our own stress or not being able to have enough money to pay our bills, or for the senior citizens out there that have hit what they call the donut hole. And that's when a senior citizen doesn't get the support from Medicare for their medications, and they have to either pay full price or 50%. But sometimes the medications, they're paying only a portion, and the medications are $200 and $300 per subscription. So when they are taking two or three prescriptions, and the Medicare is only paying 50%. That means that senior citizen is paying so somewhere between $100 and $150 or more per subscription, a prescription rather. And for somebody who's on Social Security, $200 or $300 or more, $600 a month, can be devastating. And that's why some seniors truly, they have to choose between taking their medication and eating, or taking the medication every other day. So it can be a very scary but very real situation. This is not to focus on the negative, because this is all about being aware of what frustrations or stress there is. But we, as human beings, need to gather together to support those people. I mean, I'm not talking about giving anybody money so much as I am talking about giving energy and supporting those people with energy to help them release their stress. And in doing that, we do it. When we do it for ourselves, we make it available for others. And that's the piece. When we start taking care of ourselves, it begins like a domino effect, where by doing that, we're able to make it possible for other people to actually enjoy it or to experience it as well. So if you're interested in being a part of this email, that'd be great. That'd be wonderful. Because not only are you doing something for yourself, but when you email what you've done for yourself, you're going to inspire others. So if your desire is to help people, join the email, again, at info@akashicwisdom.com, so we can all take care of ourselves, and in doing that, allow us all to take care of each other and support each other. And I watched a program this evening. It was called Secret Millionaire. And I'm mentioning this because these two folks went into a town and spent a week there and ended up giving the town and individuals a total of $1.3 million. Just gave it to them. And here's what we need to remember about that. This is an affluent universe. This is an abundant universe. And there are many, 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 many individuals who have millions and billions of dollars. And we can tap into that energy, but the first thing we have to do is take care of ourselves. Because when you take care of yourself, you create an opening and the willingness to receive from the universe. And when we are willing to receive, we make it possible. And that all starts with taking care of ourselves, because now we're willing to receive our own self-care. And it could be walking up some steps. It could be that you don't normally walk up. It could be parking a little farther away because you need to get some extra exercise. It could be smiling at somebody that you wouldn't normally smile at, or just noticing that you're walking around not smiling and moving into gratitude and joy that makes you smile. It's about taking care of yourselves. It's all about all these different things that we can do that cost absolutely nothing, but that benefit us in such a great, great way. And they benefit other people as well. So if you have some comments on that, or if you'd like to join the commitment statement of what you plan to do tomorrow to take care of yourself, you can call me at 888 888- 929-5471 right here live on bbsradio.com. If you have some ideas about how you want to take care of yourself, I'd love to hear them. Because your call could make the difference in inspiring someone else who's listening. Every call that comes forward, you feel it's for you only. But the reality is, in calling into the program, you help all those folks that are out there listening, the thousands of people out there that are listening and are saying, huh, that inspired me, or I have that issue, or I know somebody else who has that issue, but I could apply that to me. So if you truly want to help people and help humanity, then call into the program and let's talk about what you need. And then we can all support you in getting what you need or what you want. Maybe some of the listeners will even have some other ideas of how you can get it. I'm going to throw one out that I want. I would like support in creating a speaking circuit. I would like to go around and speak about the Akashic Records and help people all over the country on a regular basis. And actually get paid for it. You know, we all want to earn money. But I want to be able to travel and lecture and do workshops all over the country again. I used to do that before my husband died, and now I want to do it again. I'm ready. I'm ready to get back out there. So if you know anyone or you have a group that you would like me to come and speak to, if you would like to learn more about the Akashic Records and have me there at your group in person, please email me or call me. In fact, you can call me personally. I'm going to give you my phone number, everybody. It's 216-691-1233, and that's my personal number that you can call me at. If you want to call me on the program, you've got to call me at 888-429-5471. Or you can actually go up on the website, you know, for bbsradio.com, and you can see there's my contact information there. So it's important to share our dreams. It's important to help each other in fulfilling those dreams. And I always love to talk about a bucket list. Love to hear what your bucket list is. Which bucket list is a list of things you'd like to do, you know, before you leave this planet. And that's always fun to talk about. And I want to, on a different note, I'm going to change topics right now. And I want to dedicate the show to my dear sister-in-law, Peggy Fox. Peggy Fox passed away Labor Day weekend a year ago. And she had cancer. And she fought a very, very brave and long fight. She also had she had to go to dialysis twice a week, three times a week. But she called herself the smiling lady because that's who she was. She was always smiling. She was always, even when she didn't feel good, she was ready to help somebody else feel good. And last year I had talked to her earlier during the summer on a regular basis, and I said, I'm going to come and see you on Labor Day weekend. So I need you to hang on until I get there, okay? And she said that she would wait for me. And I got there. I got there on a Friday night and was going to see her the next day on Saturday. And I literally was in the car with my son driving to see her. And we got a call from her daughter-in-law saying that she had passed. And I couldn't figure out why she had passed when I was on my way to say goodbye, until she came to me and told me that it was more important that I be there for her family than to come to say goodbye to her, and that she needed to leave at that point. I mean, I was within a half an hour of being at her home, actually the home of her son, and she left. She just passed away. But the visions that I had of her, because she passed over, and I was able to communicate that with to my nephew and his wife and the people at her funeral, I was able to communicate her deep love and the fact that she was okay. Now, I'm not a medium. I normally, you know, don't work. I mean, when I work in the Akashic Records, I don't go into talking to folks who have passed on. That's really not my work. But in this particular case, because I'm a sensitive and because I was able and was so close to her, I was able to talk to her in a way that other people, obviously, that were there couldn't. So I want to dedicate the show to Peggy Fox. Today was what we call her unveiling as far as the stone setting. In the Jewish religion, you know, we wait 6 months to a year before we actually put the headstone on the grave. And today was that happened in Boston. And I wasn't able to be there, but I was there in spirit. But she was quite a lady. And she is deeply and always in my heart. So I wanted to just share that with you. And I want to also throw out to anyone who would like to have somebody that they would like to remember, if you'd like to call in and mention this person's name so we can remember that person or send some great energy, you're welcome to do that as well. If you're in a grieving, actually, if you're grieving a recent loss and you need help, or you need someone to just support you, need somebody just to talk to, give a call at 888-429-5471. It's totally anonymous. Nobody knows who you are. They can't see you. And you can pretty much say anything you want, because this is uncensored radio. It's internet radio. So we are able to listen to whatever it is you need to share. I think that's the beauty about internet radio, is that we can actually say anything, you know, we want on this wonderful radio. So we've heard from Diane. Diane sent a beautiful picture. Wow, it's a beautiful picture of trees. And I'm going to say that I think that it was in winter. It's just it looks like a heart. It's beautiful. And she wants to say, she said, you are the subject. And her comment is, I meditate daily for a minimum of 15 minutes per day. I try to meditate longer if possible. I also walk my dog, three dogs daily. Each one is walked separately. I have medical problems, so walking is good for me. Thanks. She's signed her name Diane. Well, thank you, Diane, for emailing us. And, you know, I'll tell you, walking is great. Personally, I've got some arthritis on my knees that make walking very hard, but it's, you know, I'm always open for healing energy. Anytime somebody wants to send it through to both my knees, and that'd be great. But I'm so glad that you're able to walk. And you know what I will tell you, and this is a message for you, Diane, about your three dogs. Each one of those dogs deeply appreciates that special time they have with you. That's what I'm receiving right now. The masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records want you to know that they see that you are taking care of yourself But they also see that when you walk those dogs separately, those dogs actually send you energy at the same time you're walking them. There's a deep connection between you and your three dogs, and it's very important because they're like healing dogs. It's almost like they are three angels that have come into your life to help you get through challenging times. And I'm seeing a golden one and a black one let me see if I can get that other. It's like a multicolored, maybe black and white. It's a little bit more fuzzy, but the idea that these dogs are yours and they keep, that you deeply care for them and they deeply care for you. It's almost like when you're petting them and you're with them or they're on your lap, they are sending you energy the same time you are sending their energy. That love is so, so deep. And just know how important you are to them. Make no mistake, it's not just that they are important to you, but that you are important to them. And that's something that we forget, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know that I've talked about it recently, but, you know, animals have Akashic records as well. And, for example, I mean, if I had the name of these animals, I could tell Diane more about them. Because it's your name and your question, or your name, and with the permission of the animals, I can actually open up the Akashic records of the animal. So if you were having, let's say, you just wanted to understand a little bit more about what's going on with your pet, or your, I don't want to even call it your pet, because sometimes that's hard. But as a caretaker, if you have animals that you are being the caretaker of, that have come into your life and that you have come into theirs, remember, we choose each other. The same way that children pick their parents, our animals and ourselves, we pick each other. Make no mistake, that furry friend that you have in your life, that was an agreement. And that agreement is very powerful. So now, I'm sure you remember, you folks know that I have my cat, Zohar, and I got a sister, a little playmate, if you will. She's now 4 months old, and her name is Rosie. And they are wonderful friends. And I had to wait for the right little furry friend to come along. And when I saw a picture, I just knew. And it was the right choice. No doubt. She was the girl to come in and help Zohar feel more that he had a friend too. So for 2 years, it was just Zohar and me, which is great, but I was getting a sense, and I knew that he needed a friend. Not to mention, some of my psychic friends and my animal communication friends were telling me that I had to get him a friend, but we were all in agreement. And Rosie, she is perfect for him. Just perfect. It's like, even though she's only 4 months old, and I got her when she was like 9 weeks old, so she was a little one, she's very special. Just know that. So Diane, I want you to understand how your email has now inspired another listener. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what this is all about. This is why I do this program, because this is my gift to you. Because this is what it's all about. So Debbie has emailed in, and she has said, "Diane inspired me. I usually walk all of my dogs together, but starting tomorrow, I am going to walk each one separately." So thank you, Diane. Thank you for emailing your comment, and thank you, Debbie, for commenting on how Diane has inspired you. You know, we're all connected. We're all connected. And we need to really work together to inspire each other. And that's so important. It's just so important to be able to connect. In fact, if in fact we could get this email support going, we could choose a time that we, at various times during the day, where we could all meditate and connect with each other. I mean, we could do it in the morning, we can do it in the afternoon, we could do it in the evening, and if you couldn't make one of those times, you could make another time. Like maybe right before you go to sleep. See, I'm in the Eastern time zone, but if any, we would just adjust it for the time zones. It could be a wonderful thing if you would like to participate. Again, my email address is info, info@akashicwisdom.com, akashicwisdom.com. My personal phone number, and you don't have to worry about any time you can call, night or day, because it's an answering service. It's a kind of a, I mean, you won't talk to a human being. There's a voicemail, and if I'm at my desk, I can pick it up, and if I'm not, it'll just come right through, and you can leave a message. And that personal telephone number is 216-691-1233. But if you'd like to talk to me on the program, I only have about 10 more minutes left, and the telephone number here is, if you're in Canada or the U.S., is toll-free at 888 429-5471. So I hope that somebody will call in soon, or email. Again, you can email, as you see that Diane emailed and Debbie emailed back, and that's wonderful, just wonderful. And JoJo emailed me earlier, so it's really important that we all connect with each other. Also want to mention, too, that coming up in October, I know it's like, my goodness, Donna, it's just the beginning of September, but coming up in October, about a month away, is the Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio. It goes on Saturday and Sunday, and I will give you the exact dates of that. It's Veterans Day? I think it's... Or is it Columbus Day? It's one of those special weekends. It would be the 12th and 13th of October. I'm speaking at 12:30, and the Universal Light Expo is at the Vets Memorial in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm going to be speaking on the Akashic Records at 12:30. It's a free lecture. And I will have a booth there, and you can come and actually have a consultation with me. If you're anywhere in the Ohio area or feel like taking a drive, please do. And you can look it up online. I want to say it's universallife.com, but check it out. Even if you put Universal Life Expo in Google, it'll come up, and it's Columbus, Ohio. It'll get you where you need to go. So there's like a 300 booths and 150 speakers, and the monks are there, and the monks do this wonderful mandala, and they do a wonderful ceremony. So I mean, the Tibetan monks. So it's really, really quite something. It's one of the oldest expos in the Midwest. This has been around for well over, almost probably 27 years now. So the Universal Life Expo in Columbus, Ohio. So please check it out. And I'm also going to be doing a workshop also in October. And actually, it's going to be the last weekend in October here in Akron, Ohio. And if that's something that you would like to participate in, please also give me a call or email me. And that date is going to be October 25th, 26th, and 27th. And so if that's something that you would like to participate in, please let me know. Again, here in Akron, October 25th, 26th, and 27th. And if you need a place to stay, there is within my building, there's a place to stay. There's apartments here that are available, as well as there are hotels around. So, okay. So, Debbie, has emailed back and said, can the Akashic Records tell me anything about Phoebe? And it says, she gave me permission to ask. So Phoebe, okay, so let's talk about Debbie's Phoebe. Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting is that there she has, so Phoebe has some, I want to say, I'm looking at the back of her, and she seems to be favoring her right leg, something with her hip. And I don't know what that's about. I'm getting a sense that it has to do with a little bit of arthritis. If it's not now, it will be. Phoebe is also a very sensitive animal. She's a very sensitive little one. And she doesn't like loud noises, so it's really going to be important that I don't know who would be yelling, but I'm hearing that if somebody yells, she cowers. She it bothers her. Also, want you to know that I'm hearing that she was an English sheepdog in another lifetime with you. I'm just seeing her as an English sheepdog, but I don't think it's this lifetime. If you had a specific question about her, it would make it a lot easier, because then we'd get to the right areas of the records. Remember, specific questions, the more specific the questions, the better the answer. Because remember, it's like going into a library and saying, Miss Librarian, give me a book. And, you know, you've got a library full of books, so she would have to know what subject or what the question is or what you're trying to find out. Same thing with the Akashic Records. So Debbie, can you be a little bit more specific with your questions about Phoebe? That would be really helpful. And we don't have very much time, so we have, like, it's right now here in Ohio, it is 11:50. So if you could email really quickly so I can get back to you, because we have to sign off at 12 o'clock, and that would be important. So email me right away and let me know. Let me know, because I'm not sure if somebody's following me today or not. And if they are, I have to be off the phone right on time. So I just need to know. So if you can email me right away, that'd be great. If you have a specific question, if not, we can certainly work on this next week. If anybody has questions about their animals, the way you find out their permission is that you just ask them, and you ask them by name. So I'm sure she asked Phoebe. Phoebe, is it okay if I have Donna Fox open your Akashic Records? You know, so I can, with questions about how we can best work together or whatever, and the animal doesn't turn its head and walk away, then that would, and they stay right with you, like say you're petting them, then that would be that's an okay thing. If they get up and walk away, then we have to assume that that's not what they want done. So we can communicate with our animals, and I know that we have a lot of animal lovers out there that really enjoy communicating very deeply with their animals. So let me know, okay? All right, so here we are. Okay. So what Debbie emailed back is that what I said, because that's funny, because she's a pug, but she thinks she is a big dog, and she's very old, but I wonder why she doesn't like to interact with other dogs. Oh, okay. All right, so the question is, why doesn't Phoebe like to interact with other dogs? Well, interestingly enough, what I'm getting here, what I'm hearing, is that she just doesn't have the energy for him. But beyond that, is she quite frankly thinks she's better than they are. She really is quite the princess, all right, and she finds them. It's almost like I'm hearing an English accent from her. It's like she's saying, they're so boring. They they act so silly. And it's like she has, she kind of sticks her nose up at the dogs. It's like they bother her. They aggravate her. And they have for a while. It's not just now that she's older, but it's almost like she felt that she was above them. And she, very much, again, like she was, again, bigger and better and didn't want to be bothered with them. It's very interesting. And she would show them in some point, sometimes, not such nice ways, okay? Okay, so right at the 11th hour here, at 11:54 in Akron, we've got a really great question, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get into the detail that I would like. Kim has emailed, and she said, I struggle with my life purpose. Any help? And so Kim, actually, what I'm hearing, Kim, is it's less about you struggling with your life purpose and more about you struggling to be right. It's real important that you be right. And so what I'm also hearing is that and again, it's not a criticism, but it's a way of looking at it. It's really about they're suggesting that you become more flexible, that you it's like everything has to be in little boxes in order for it to work, because you don't like surprises, and B, you really don't like change, and so your life purpose needs to fit into a box, and your life purpose there is no box. Your life purpose has to do with you very much taking care of you, like we were talking about earlier, but it's also about you moving into your own joy and literally releasing the need to please anyone but yourself. And you need to really eliminate the word should from your life, Kim, because it's never about what you should be doing. It's what you feel drawn to do. What brings you happiness? What brings you joy? What are you curious about? And so that's what we would like to share with you. It's kind of a brief answer, if you will, to a big question. But it can be, okay, it can be a very important answer if you allow it to be. And Debbie just emailed back. Let me know that she said I was right on. She said that she really, and she's talking about Phoebe now, she really thinks she is better and above them. She is a snob. That's right. Because she still thinks that she is in the queen's court. And she is the queen. And that they are beneath her. So that's really interesting. It's that. But you, by the way, Debbie, you've had many, many, many lifetimes with her. But Kim, I would love to be able to talk more with you. Or explore this maybe deeper. However, you would probably need to call in so we could explore it on the phone if you're willing to do that. I will not give you your last name for your privacy, but you're welcome to call in on the toll-free number, and maybe next week you can do that, because I will be here next Sunday. Same time, same station. One thing I would like to ask everyone is I'm considering making the program at an earlier time. So I would love to get some feedback as to if there is a better time for everybody. I will probably try to keep it on Sunday, but an earlier time might be a better time. We'll see. But I'd love to get feedback on what's convenient for you and what you like. Can't say that I'm going to go along with it. I'd just love to get the feedback of what would work for you. My listeners are really, I care deeply about you, and I care deeply about helping you. Working with the Akashic Records is my life, and that's what I want to let you know about. I want you to all understand and feel the energy. And Kim just emailed back that was good contemplation, and that she will call in gratitude, and she will call hopefully next week. And I'd love to hear from you, Kim. That's great. And Debbie said she just was commenting on, it was nice of you to dedicate the show to Peggy Fox. I remember when you spoke about her last year. Absolutely. Phoebe thanks you also. You really hit the nail on the head. Yes, well, you know, tell Phoebe thank you for participating. We really appreciate when our animal friends participate with us. And thanks, Debbie, for emailing me back. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for me to say goodnight. It's been a great time talking with you. Thank you so much for listening. Again, you know, next week I'll be on the air. And if you would like to call me in between, again, my name is Donna Fox. I've been working with Akashic Records for over 17 years now. And it's 216-691-1233. Or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So now we're going to close the records for this week. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those are listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the Akashic Records for this evening on still at September 8th, 2013 at 11:59 Eastern Standard Time. See you next week. Have a miracle-filled week. I love you all. Bye-bye.